Even though, like, all these new skills that we're supposed to know, like social media, how to do video, how to do photography, like, even though those are becoming really important, and I'm not going to say those aren't important because they are, I use them all the time. I think the number one most important thing is still knowing how to write.
From Burlington, Vermont, this is Behind the Byline, a podcast that shares the stories of the Free Press's journalists. I'm your host, Blaise Seifer, a rising senior at Middlebury College and a summer intern with the Free Press. Today, I sit down with Lily St. Angelo, the urban change reporter for the Free Press. Lily joined the publication in 2021 after graduating from Indiana University. Lily, thank you so much for taking the time to chat. How are you and how's your summer going?
I'm good. My summer's going well. I love Vermont summer. I have not experienced it
yet. Is it
yet.
Your first summer in Vermont?
It is. Yeah, I really like it.
Nice. Well, thanks again for taking the time to chat. I'm excited to hear about your time in journalism. But first, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from and what were some of your hobbies growing up?
I'm from the Indianapolis area of Indiana. And so I grew up in a suburb called Carmel. And let's see, some of my hobbies growing up. I really loved reading. I loved being outside. My family was big on camping and hiking and road tripping. So those were big things we did all the time. And then, like, when I got older, I played violin, was really into music, and I did my student newspaper in high school.
Nice. I was going to ask when you began to write. Was it high school when you wrote your first article?
Yes. Yeah. That was my first article, like news article. Yeah.
And did you love it right away, or do you have to warm up to it?
I really did like it, like, a lot. It made me get out of my shell. Like, I was a pretty shy kid, but then in high school, I came out of my shell, and then being on the newspaper staff made me even more outside of my comfort zone.
Gotcha. And what pushed you to join the school newspaper?
I knew I loved writing, and I was thinking about journalism as a career. Mm. Even then, I guess it seems like really early, but yeah, I loved writing. I didn't know if I could, like, make it as, like, a novelist, you know? So I was like, well, this might be more practical,
right?
Kind of fun at the same time. So that's why I tried it out.
Gotcha. And then you went to Indiana University where you studied journalism. What was your experience like at IU?
It was a really good experience. They have a really good program there for journalism. It's a big school, but, like, being in the journalism program made it a lot smaller. That was, like, a community I was in there. I worked for the Indiana Daily Student, which is their student newspaper. And I was an editor at one point for that, a news editor. I worked on the city beat, which was exciting. And I think it made me get into, like, city reporting and, like, local government reporting, because we actually, as a student paper, covered the local government of Bloomington, Indiana, which was awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
So you wrote for the school paper. Did you have any journalism internships throughout your time at IU?
Yeah. So I worked for the Kokomo Tribune, which is a paper just north of, so Kokomo is a town just north of Indy, about probably like an hour north of Indy. So it's a city, actually. It's a pretty, like, working class agrarian city though. So, like, everyone knows a farmer or works in the factory. And, like, that was very different than the suburb I grew up in. Mm. So that was super cool to, like, have that experience of working in a place in my own home state that was so different from where I grew up. So I felt a little out of place sometimes and a bit of an outsider because they don't really like the urbanites there. But it was also really cool to, like, be at a smaller paper and, like, experience that. I had a really good editor, and she believed in me,
right?
Which was really, like, it helped me a lot.
Sure. So you graduated from IU in spring of 2021. You had mentioned that you had an internship before joining the Free Press. What was that like?
Yeah. So after I graduated, I worked for the Indy Star. They have a fellowship called the Pulliam Fellowship. And basically they pick like, I don't know, 10 either like recently graduated or early college journalists, and you get a good stipend of pay and they really do like invest time and energy into you. So that was sure. really cool. I did a lot of different kinds of reporting there, like trending stuff but also like more like kind of stuff I do now, which is like development. So that's kind of where I learned how to do that stuff, how to check like development review board documents and how to snoop, basically, for things.
Right. So you joined the Free Press last year, 2021. And what's your experience been like? Moving to Vermont, writing for the Burlington Free Press. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, Vermont. I love Vermont. It's a lot different than Indiana, which is, for me, it's a positive. I'll always love Indiana in a way, but I was ready to get out.
Right.
But yeah, no, the Free Press, I've had a lot of opportunities to do a lot of things because it's smaller paper. It's a really good place to start out as like an early career journalist.
Sure. Yeah. And so, you know, you came in 2021, pandemic was still raging. I'm sure a lot of your work was remote. It's kind of shifting now, but again, just like in general, a lot has changed over the past year or so. So I'm sure I was going to ask about your day in the life. I'm sure that's kind of shifted around a bit, but how would you kind of summarize a day in the life of Lily right now?
Yeah. So I'm on the earlier team. We have two teams kind of staggered in hours. So I'm on the earlier team. So I start at home because we're not required to come to the office by 7. That would be hard. And sometimes I come in later in the morning to the office. Usually my day, like work-wise, is writing a shorter story in the morning, usually around my beat. So it could be something new that's going up. Like today I wrote about a new gas station that's going up, or it could be a city council decision that happened. And then afternoons, I try to work on my longer form stories. I really like doing stories that are more people-centric compared to my everyday kind of work that's not as
people-centric. Yeah, I was going to ask about what your favorite part about being a journalist was. And I'm sure you like interacting with people. So is that your favorite part, interviewing and getting to know people in the community? Or what would you say your favorite part about the job is?
Yeah, I think that's really it. Like the people are always the biggest part of anything for me. And I think when you're a journalist, I think the tough part of the pandemic has been like not being able to get out into the community as much, and like people not wanting to do the face-to-face interviews. But now we're like really trying to do that again. And I'm trying to like basically start from like scratch with it, because I just wasn't doing it when I first got here because COVID was still a big concern.
Yeah, I'm sure it was hard.
But like meeting people and like really getting to know them is one of my favorite parts of journalism.
Gotcha. And so on the flip side, what are some obstacles you face, some challenges? What's difficult about being a journalist?
I would say the time constraints you have are really difficult. Sometimes you really want to develop a story and you just don't have time. Or you want it to go this one way, but it just, sources aren't getting back to you, or, you know?
Yeah.
And so you just have to kind of change gears and go with the flow.
And so I wanted to ask about your, the subjects you've covered, the stories you've written. Is there a most memorable subject or story in your time at the Free Press?
Yeah, I think my favorite story I've done so far was on a Congolese man who is a doctor. He was trained as a doctor in the Congo. Now he's a public health leader in the Congolese community, and he basically has a radio show and a TV show on the public channels, and he celebrates Congolese culture and at the same time spreads information in their languages to make it accessible, about news, about the local government, about public health. Like, he started it during COVID. So it was really about that at first. And then he got kind of connected to the Burlington city government, and they kind of were like, well, do you want to like share what's going on with the government and like what's going on? Like, how can we get like the immigrant populations more involved in our local government? And so he's been involved with that. So it was really about him and that community, which we haven't covered a lot of. And that was really neat. He really like he invited me to an event, and I got to speak with a lot of people there. And he was just a very warm and kind person.
Lily, I wanted to ask about lessons learned over your career as a journalist. I know you're so early on the professional level, but you do have experience interning and writing for high school and college newspapers. What's one lesson you have learned during your career as a journalist?
One of the big things, if you're covering powerful people, is that there's a delicate balance between being having good rapport with public officials and checking their power and, you know, being the check to their power.
Right.
Because that is what the press's job is. But you can't just cut off that relationship with something. So that's the, it's a very delicate balance, and I'm still learning how to do it well.
Sure. Yeah, something I love about journalism. I feel like you're always learning. But I mean, you've learned a lot over your time writing. I want you to offer, if you would, some wisdom, some advice to up and coming journalists. Think back 5 years ago from now, and you know, maybe you had dreams of being where you are now. What would you kind of tell your younger self? What would you tell to kind of the next generation of journalists? What advice would you offer them?
Even though like all these new skills that we're supposed to know, like social media, how to do video, how to do photography, like even though those are becoming really important, and I'm not going to say those aren't important because they are, I use them all the time. I think the number one most important thing is still knowing how to write. And that skill will always be really important.
Yeah. And so you and I are both in this book club, summer book club, Writing Tools by Roy Peter Clark.
Yeah.
That has been really formative. I've enjoyed reading that, and I recommend it to anyone listening to this who might be eager to pick up a few tips and tricks. Would you recommend it as well?
Yeah, for sure. It's really good.
Yeah. Did you have to, you know, go through any journalism textbooks or any of that stuff at IU? I was telling you, Middlebury doesn't have a journalism program, so yeah. I haven't really had to read anything like that. But was there anything like that at school?
I actually did read that book in
school. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I had really good writing professors, and like they were all about just like good writing. And so we read that. We read another like Elements of Journalism, I think. And there was a few that they had us buy, and I still have them on my bookshelf. So,
love it.
Yeah. It's worth like reading those books, even though they can be sometimes tedious.
Yeah, or dry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Lily, well, I have some rapid fire questions for you as we turn the last page of this podcast. First, you've spent, you know, almost a year here, right? What's your favorite season in Vermont? Because I feel like you've now seen them all.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's really hard. I really like almost all the seasons except for spring.
Yep.
Spring's like 2 weeks here.
Spring, it's like mud season and it's terrible. Yeah. It's rainy, cold.
Yeah. I would say everything except March and April.
Cool. So it sounds like you overall enjoyed your time in Vermont.
Yeah.
Next up, what is your superpower?
Oh gosh. Listening?
That's a good superpower to have as a journalist.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite spot to kind of relax in the Burlington area? Is there a go-to spot for you?
Anywhere by the lake. I love water, and it's really, it calms my mind.
Have you been to North Beach?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. That's nice. A little busy.
Yeah, it was busy. I was there over 4th of July weekend and it was packed.
Yeah, that's not necessarily where I would go. Oak Ledge is more chill.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice. And to close, who is your favorite journalist in pop culture?
Oh, can I do like a podcast?
Yeah.
I like This American Life a lot.
tell the listeners and me about This American Life for those who are ignorant.
I don't know if it's an NPR podcast, but they happen on NPR sometimes. And it basically, they dive into issues that are like in the mainstream, you know, like headlines. They talk about some taboo subjects, but like from a way different angle. And like their storytelling skills are really good. And it's just a different way to, it's a different way to do radio the way they do it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm looking now on online. It looks like it almost has as many positive reviews as Behind the Byline. So,
yeah.
Lily, it's been great having you on Behind the Byline. Thanks so much for coming on to the show. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
This has been Behind the Byline, a podcast that shares the stories of the Burlington Free Press's journalists. I'm your host, Blaise Seifer. Thanks as always for tuning in.